Alrighty then, back in action. How's it going out there, everybody? Dave Gibson here for the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It is Monday morning, everybody's favorite time of the week on this September 17th. How's it going out there? Hope you had a great weekend. John told Steve, at least that's what he claims, coming in on the show this morning. There was a bit of a football fracas, which annoyed Steve right off the bat today after the Eagles suffered a rather painful loss down there in Tampa Bay. Sunday night football was dirty, as always, and Christmas crap is showing up everywhere at stores nationwide, and John found a rather strange offering in the candy cane department. Paul McCartney made a fun video involving the autocomplete function online. And we had some more nonsensical fashion to share with Cindy Graham. Some guy made us proud and took advantage of an all-you-can-eat sushi special. And comedian Tom Papa joined us. He's in town tonight, at least on TV, and he's not doing comedy. A very, very strange hobby. Well, for a comic, I suppose. It's not the strangest thing on earth to be into baking, but Tom Papa is not exactly a baker that comes to mind. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupid and did away with them with another round of Thin the Herd. You know how we do. It goes like this. It is the Daily Podcast.
Now, I was saying this earlier, Dave, and you weren't in the office for it, but I will always bend to Steve's sports knowledge. He's so far beyond me. When it comes to sports,
it's his wheelhouse. Yeah.
I said to him last week. I said, you know, Steve, I'm telling you, I have a bad feeling about this.
I didn't expect to tell somebody to go F themselves at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I had to today because that's the first thing he says.
I told you, how you doing?
Like, are you kidding me?
Literally, he walks in. How you doing? Hey, I told you we shouldn't have worried about Tampa.
Which makes me the fact that you even said that last week, which I don't remember. I'm sure you said it though, because I know you. It lets me know where you are mentally when it comes to the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody else was saying that.
Right.
It was only you.
It was, okay.
And then you dropped that at 5 in the morning on me.
Well, that's why
John's to blame.
That's why some of us are soothsayers and the others are fools. That's what it is.
You're an idiot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
Jim Nance. I got to start there. Jim Nance. And to anybody who puts an I in the word Jaguar. Right?
Oh, God. Was he doing that?
Through the whole game.
I ranted on my Instagram about this last
Jaguars,
week.
Jaguars. You kept saying Jaguars.
Everyone does.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all. Where do you find... Now, the British say Jaguar. Okay, fine. I get
that's
it.
That's fine. That's phonetic.
That's the way it's
There's
spelled.
There's not an I in the word.
Right. Exactly. Where the hell do these people get this
not even
I
an
from?
E. There's no I, no E.
You know, I mean, it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Really? You know, and then last night, I didn't get to see much of Sunday night football.
There wasn't much to see.
Oh,
God, yeah. Those teams
like
suck.
Like I said on Friday, the only bad part about Sunday night football was going to be that one of those two teams, the Giants or the Cowboys, was going to win.
Right.
And obviously it was the Cowboys. But, of course, now that the football season is underway, we have dirty Sunday night football for you.
I'm going to get a slot blitz.
Todd ties him.
Because he was on the backside of Evan Engram. And
Crawford came around the great circle route.
He has to take the inside of the two.
And he's a little bit short.
He has a grab on it.
Two links of a chain.
Janoris Jackrabbit Jenkins.
If Gregory can stay straight, I mean, those are two studs.
Stud running back inside of Flowers. So now that's where they're going to take their shot. Watch him blast through the two tight ends. So even when offensive linemen pull out like that, Al, he's going to pull out here.
Matter of inches.
Uh-huh. Got that?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
I found that upsetting when, like, you know, mid-August, I'm walking through the supermarket and the, you know, Halloween candy was already out. It was like, you know, 2.5 months before Halloween came along, which of course means that there's already stories for Christmas. You ready for this, Cindy?
I guess.
And something tells me See, I know this is Khaleesi, our intern. This is right up her alley. I'm going to guess it's right up Dave's alley. And there's a good chance that it might be right up your alley.
Okay.
All right. With less than 100 days till Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, the first Christmas candy of the season has been announced. It's a company called Archie McPhee, and it quotes that they make strange and amazing things. And the strange and amazing thing that they've made for Christmas is a mac and cheese flavored candy cane.
Nope.
No, that's gross.
Why?
I have no idea. Well, I guess
I want peppermint for my candy cane. Call me crazy.
I guess that, you know, someone sat down at a marketing meeting and go, I wonder if we can get DiBella to talk about
that. That's exactly why they met, right? Because not only have you mentioned it, you mentioned the name and everything.
All right. A six-pack is $5. Might as well cover it all.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Paul McCartney has gotten something that he hasn't gotten for 36 years.
Oh. I don't even...
A phone call from Andre.
No, not at all. All right.
What is it?
His Egypt Station album debuted at number one on the charts.
Did it really?
Wow. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
First time. It's the longest run. All right. The last time was Tug of War in 1982. 36 years, 3 months, the longest gap between number ones for a living artist in the history of the Billboard Top 200 chart.
Oh, that is
all
cool.
Right? Johnny Cash actually held it, but he was dead when the second hit. Hit.
Oh, wow.
All right. You know, so there is something, I'm not sure if you've ever encountered this. There's a series of videos on YouTube that Wired magazine puts up called the Autocomplete Interviews. And what it is Wired gathers up a bunch of search questions that people have asked Google about a certain person and then has that person come on camera and answer them. And they said they were the board and they're like, does Paul McCartney, and then pull it off, really like Yoko, stuff like that. So last week, Paul did one. And you may have heard parts of the story before, but it's always best when the artist tells it to you.
Why did Paul McCartney write Let It Be? I had a dream. It was in the years when we were probably overdoing everything, drinking and staying out too late and getting crazy. So I was a bit sort of exhausted and I went to bed. Anyway, I had a dream. And my mother, who died probably about 10 years previously, was in the dream. She came to me in the dream. It's a magic moment. Because you're actually there with your mother. So she seemed to know that I was a bit stressed out. And she said, don't worry, it's going to be fine. Just let it be. And I thought, wow. And just felt really great that my mother had given me that advice. And woke up and was just remembering the dream. And I thought, what did she say? She said, let it be. And so I thought that was a great idea for a song. So I... went to the piano and wrote it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to tell you something. I there are certain things I like in layers. I mean, like, you know, dips, seven-layer dip, that would be fine. Seven-layer burrito, that would be fine. That about ends the list. But last week was Fashion Week in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know what that means?
I have to go to the JDB show page on Facebook.
You got it.
She's good.
A fashion company called Balenciaga just came out with a new coat that is literally a seven-layer coat. It's basically just a stack of seven different types of coats on top of each other, including a flannel one, there's a parka, there's a hoodie, and obviously four more. Right?
It's cozy.
Right? Yeah, it does, right? How much? What do you think it is?
Well, I'm looking at the picture. It's $9,000.
It's $9,000.
Oh, more than a grand per layer.
Right. Yeah.
That's really insane.
This was designed by a guy whose wife is always cold. That's my theory.
Or homeless.
Oh, I designed it. I didn't realize that.
Yes, you did. Monetize it.
Or homeless, like you said. Right.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
You know, when a comic tells you that he's hosting a new TV show called Baked, the last thing you think about is food. But in this case, it is about food. Tom Papa has a new TV show on the Food Network called Baked, and that's exactly what he's doing. So this was your habit. You bake on your own, and whenever you were on the road, you would just find a bakery and go, hey, well, I'm this guy, and I want to learn how you bake.
Yeah, it was basically I started baking sourdough bread at home from this natural yeast sourdough starter. You know, when I was buying bread for my children that I thought was healthy, it has 30 ingredients in it. But bread is really only flour, water, salt, and yeast. It's always seemed weird to me that thousands of years people have been eating bread, and then we show up, and they all of a sudden it's a problem. And people are like, no, you shouldn't eat this. I'm like, something's wrong. So, and I realized we're not really eating real bread. So I started just loving it. I started baking it. And then when I would travel, I would just kind of like hang out in the bakery. It was a little creepy at first. They'd see me just kind of loitering. Everybody else would be leaving.
The bakery is the white man's barbershop.
Yeah.
By the way, what do you mean you came to Philly, you shot a TV show, and you didn't call us and tell us you were here?
I was busy. You should have seen. I was there for like 3 days, and they ran me all over the place.
All right, so where'd you go?
Termini Brothers.
Oh, God. Cannoli City.
I come from New York, and I thought that we had good cannoli. This is completely, you know, I mean, they're completely insane, off the charts. They showed me how to make every cannoli, and then they sent me away. The father is like sneaking me boxes of pinoli nut cookies on my way out. So amazing.
God, do I love those too. Please tell me that you went to Sarcone's.
We did go to Sarcone's.
Oh my God. That is the best bread. That's the best bread in America.
The best bread in America. And they have this giant oven in the back. I got to go in the back and help them bake the bread. Oh, and they also make killer tomato pie.
Philadelphia is addicted to tomato pie.
And it's such a weird thing that it's not really in other places. It's so good and it's so natural. It's a real bread dough with tomato sauce. I'm like, why isn't New York doing this?
When I was a kid growing up in New York, there were no pizza places. They didn't exist. If you wanted something that even resembled pizza, you went to the bakery and they had tomato pie. And somehow it disappeared from New York. And never saw it again until I moved down here.
Oh, man. It is so good. And their bread is amazing. We actually followed their bread. We bake the bread, and then they supply the bread for Danick's in the terminal market. Have you had Danick's?
No, I haven't.
Roast pork, phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
Phenomenal.
These sandwiches are off the charts. My God, they're so good. You go to the terminal market, and the line is just sweeping around like, where are all these people going? They're going to Danick's.
Wow.
We also did a Amish sticky buns in that market.
How are they?
That might have been one of my favorite things of the whole series. I don't know what it was, but when a baker comes with a tray of hot sticky buns right out of the oven, it was like
crack.
I could have just turned Amish and went and lived with them for the rest of my life.
And what's
Philly is no joke, man.
It's a really good
Philly
food town.
No joke. Philly loves their food. That's what I wanted the series to be. It's like a celebration, and like, why are we the generation that has to deny ourselves this stuff? You're not eating it every day, but you should celebrate life. This is what it's about. And I would go to certain cities and be like preaching this and being like, this is what we have to do. You go to Philly, they're telling me that's what you do.
Well, Tom Papa, his new show, Baked, airs tonight on the Food Network at 10 o'clock.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Check out this guy. There is an all-you-can-eat sushi place in Berlin, all right? There's a guy named Jaroslav Brobowski, who is a Ironman triathlete.
Okay.
So a lot of training, a lot of eating. Let's
see where this is going.
Yep, right. He goes into this all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant last week, and he ate approximately 200 pieces of sushi.
Nice.
Wow.
Right, for $18.
That's a man who knows how to take advantage of a deal.
$18. What'd you say that word? 11 cents?
Yeah, 11 cents per sushi.
Per sushi.
That is a sweet deal.
Right, man. You go into a normal sushi restaurant, you can't get a grain of rice for 11 cents.
I'll have your going out of business roll, please.
Right? You know, so yeah, they banned him from the restaurant. Wow. A local newspaper called the owner to ask about the ban. He said, he eats for five people. It's not normal. So he is banned from the place.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
It's in the herd.
There's a woman in Shreveport, Louisiana, who recently found divorce papers at her house, which was news to her because she hadn't filed any divorce papers, but it seems that they have come through. She is estranged from her 27-year-old husband, Demario Clark, but said she didn't want to divorce him. Right? She wasn't prepared for a divorce at this point in time. But he really wanted to end the marriage with her, so he had his new girlfriend, who is almost twice his age, a 50-year-old woman named Lisa McKinney, right, basically say that she wanted the divorce to end too, marriage to end too. So Demario and Lisa went to the clerk's office on August 1st. She posed as his wife, and they filled out all of the paperwork to get a divorce. Wow. All right. Now that the cops have put two and two together, they're both have been arrested for filing false public records and forgery.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, a 23-year-old named Dwan Lewis was hired at an aluminum manufacturing company in Sanford, Florida, and then he was fired just 3 days after he started.
Okay.
That's because he was throwing around supplies and dropping his tools on the ground. Now, Dwan decided to come back to the building two hours after he was fired, so he could kill his boss.
Okay.
Yeah, he showed up with a gun, chased his boss around the building. The boss jumped in his car. Dwan started firing. He wound up firing 5 bullets into the car. None hit his boss, and Dwan Lewis has been arrested for attempted murder.
Okay.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Going to Newark for mine. A guy there got home and found his 39-year-old wife dead in the garage.
Ooh.
With their 56-year-old mechanic.
Uh-huh.
It turns out she'd offered to pay the guy for his repair work with sex.
Oh, God.
They did it in the garage with the car running.
Oh, yeah.
And the mechanic forgot about what happens when that happens. So, yeah, they both died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this sounds like something Steve would consider doing. Not that he would do, but he would consider doing. All right. As a 51-year-old guy named James Caton in Arlington, from Arlington Heights, Illinois. I'm sorry, I called him James. His name is Kevin. I don't know why I went with James.
Don't besmirch my son.
Kevin was taking a trip to a Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Kevin is a big fan of the University of Arizona Wildcats, and he wanted to make sure that he could watch their games while he was on his trip. So he researched a restaurant called Buffalo Phil's in Lake Denton, figured out who their cable company was, called 11 times pretending to be an employee, and upgraded their cable package to add in the Pac-12.
Yes. Good for him.
I love this guy.
All right. He never bothered to call back to cancel the Pac-12 network. So when the owner noticed his cable bill was getting really high, they started looking into it. The cops got involved, and he was just arrested last month for felony identity theft.
Wow.
He's looking at 12 years in prison for one game.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.